1990, you'd signed with Virgin.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yes, released a slightly more commercial album after an absence of maybe 5 or 6 years, really. Slow Dance. I hate to call it your Tubular Bells, but it was stretched over two sides of vinyl at the time. And in spite of the label reissuing some of your earlier albums, you didn't make any more new albums for them, as far as I remember. What happened?
The only ones I did within the Virgin contract were Slow Dance, which in fact I'd done before I signed with them, and Private Parts and Pieces 8 was the one that I did do within the contract. But you see, what happened was that EMI took over Virgin quite quickly after I joined, and I was in the sort of alternative, it doesn't mean it was, you know, lots of weird crash bang and wallet stuff, but I was in the kind of, it wasn't called progressive actually, but it was just in the also alternative department, where people who had a sort of a small devout following of fans, their catalogues would be released and would make money, but they wouldn't make pots of money. Unfortunately, when the catalogue went over to EMI, the accountants looked and they were looking for monster figures. Anybody that wasn't making monster figures was out. So unfortunately, I got my cards along with a lot of other people, and that whole department was decimated. So all very sad times. But Slow Dance had in fact been recorded just before that. Slow Dance had been recorded in 1988-89, and you're right to call it the Tubular Bells, I don't mean in terms of the comparison of the standard of it, but in terms of the amount of effort and time. Apart from the Geese and the Ghosts, that's the one on which I sweated most blood. I took an enormous amount of time and painstaking detail to such a point where I finished it, I could not physically listen to it. It was just pain, the pain of listening to it, because if you get too close to something, as you know, it all starts to look or sound terrible, and I couldn't judge it at all.
And with the benefit now of some distance and hindsight, how do you view Slow Dance? I mean, I presume you can listen to it now.
Well, I think I'm influenced by what other people say, of course, as well. I don't have a great deal of confidence. So if people tell me it's rubbish, I think, well, okay, you're probably right. And if they tell me it's wonderful, even if it's terrible, I tend to go along with it. No, I'm joking up to a point. But enough people have said they like that to have... not convince me, but I always talk about with library music, and the same thing with a lot of other stuff is that we have I talk about a 2-year rule, which is don't listen to it for 2 years, and in 2 years time you'll have forgotten what was wrong with it, it'll sound fine. But you can get so obsessed with the things that aren't right, the things you've got a mystical idea in your head how something could sound, and you never get it. And of course it's a good thing you never get it, because otherwise you'd sit back and think, aren't I clever. I think the fact that you're frustrated drives you, well, this is my only thing entirely, to drive you on to try and keep going and produce something that is better.